Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm 爱新觉罗贝。
I'm 陈璇。
Development of the Yangtze River Delta Integration Demonstration Zone has continued in the past 3 years. With environmental protection as its priority, several major projects are taking shape in the zone. Zhang Hong tells us more.
Construction has been going on Qingpu on the Watertown Living Room Blue Ring project since June. The Blue Ring refers to a 30-kilometer waterway that will connect the district to Wujiang in Jiangsu and Jiashan in Zhejiang. The project was budgeted at more than 2.3 billion yuan.
目前
The Qingpu section of the Blue Ring project began first and is scheduled to be completed by the end of this month.Construction on other sections of the project will be carried out with high-quality standards.
Construction of 8 other environment-related projects is expected to be completed this year. They include the third phase of Yuandang Shoreline Restoration, the first phase of Mulberry Fish Pond, and Jiashan Xiangfudang Ecological Restoration.
The report delivered at the 20th CPC National Congress pointed out that harmony between humanity and nature is essential for building the country into a modern socialist country. What we're doing fits what was highlighted in the report. We want to restore the scenery and better match the country's new economic development pattern.
Also, a plan was launched to build digital centers for real-time disaster pre-warning and online doctor consultations in the demonstration zone. Qingpu, Wujiang, and Jiashan also set up high-tech industry parks to promote coordinated development. 20 policies were issued to attract talents to the demonstration zone.
Construction is being accelerated on the Shanghai section of a new railway linking the city to the neighboring Jiangsu and Zhejiang provinces. Zhang Yue brings us the latest.
Chen Xin and his colleagues from China Railway Shanghai Design Institute Group are mapping and surveying along a railway that will connect to Wujiang, Jiangsu and Jiashan, Zhejiang.
Phase 1 has already started. Now we are focusing on how to speed up construction work along the whole line. With support from various government bodies, the planning proposals have already been approved.
The 49-kilometer-long demonstration line's Shanghai section starts at Fangle Road in Minghang District and runs through Qingpu District. This part is scheduled to be completed by 2028. Construction is continuing on the northern section of the Jiaming Metro Line, which will connect Shanghai to Taicang, Jiangsu.
It's our responsibility to build a country with a strong transportation network.We must also be brave to build integrated and high-quality railways within the Yangtze River Delta region. We are honored to contribute our strength and wisdom to benefit coordinated development in the region.
Shanghai government officials said this month that transportation will be more convenient in the next 10 years, with the average commute time reduced to 45 minutes in downtown areas and 2 hours from Shanghai to major areas within the Yangtze River Delta region.
Two giant pandas from China, 4-year-old male Jingjing and 3-year-old female Sihai, left their breeding base in Sichuan province yesterday for Qatar, part of a joint program on the research and protection of the animal between the two countries. It is the first giant panda cooperation program between China and the Middle East.The China Giant Panda Conservation and Research Center also sent experienced breeders and vets to accompany the animals and help them adapt to the new environment. Experts from China have provided on-site guidance at the venue where the two pandas will live in Qatar and help establish a professional team. In May 2020, China and Qatar signed a cooperation agreement on giant panda protection and research to promote international cooperation on the protection of biodiversity. The two giant pandas will live in Qatar for 15 years.